Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Motherfucking mini episode.
Yep. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal mini episode of My Mama Told Me, the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of Black conspiracy theories, and we finally work to prove the questions, the theories that you, the listener, have at home. I'm your host, Langston Kerman.
And I'm David Bory, the co-host.
Hell yeah, we are here together. You fucking nailed it.
Got him.
Back up, bitch. We figured it out.
Bruh!
And we got sound effects. We got hot sound effects this time. we're here. We are now for the mini episodes, much like before, going to dig into the theories that you, the listener, send our way. And this conspiracy theory is coming to us from a person named Joseph, a dude named Joe. He goes by Joe. His email's Joseph, so maybe I'm making it too formal. But Joe sent a conspiracy theory to us where he said, "My name is Joe, and I got a theory that all the gay stylists got together to conspire to dress rappers and make them look stupid as revenge for their homophobic lyrics."
Okay, well, I do appreciate that.
Wait, what do you appreciate inside of this? Tell me more.
I celebrate the entire theory. I think that is great, right? I want to live in that world.
Where a bunch of stylists go, they've hurt us for too long.
Yeah.
Let's team up. Let's dress them stupid, progressively more and more stupid for generations as revenge.
Is it progressive? I think it's always been stupid compared to the culture. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
rappers have always looked ridiculous.
Sure.
So I don't think there's much of a case for rappers looking more ridiculous now than ever before.
Do you think that there was a time where rappers didn't have like a wave of stupid outfits? Like, I think about, like, remember that period where Jay-Z was telling us all to go buy button-ups? And he was like, "I'm a grown man now. I wear crease in my jeans and button up shirts
Tom
and shit."
Tom Ford.
Was that a wave of sort of
that
moving
was pretty
against
good.
That?
I think also like second generation rappers. So not like the first, like, because Grandmaster Flash, they were wearing like also what looked like pretty gay outfits, and that was pretty gay looking. But then. That next wave, like the Run DMCs, I feel like that fashion was the most in line in line with like regular American fashion.
Yeah, they were wearing tracksuits and fedoras for some reason.
I respect the hubris. I wouldn't think it. I wouldn't think to do it.
They were like, look, I break dance during the day, but I'm a detective at night. And and if I can blend those styles, then I'll be the greatest rapper alive.
Yeah, let me wear track pants and a leather jacket. Because the Russians hadn't taken over that yet.
Sure. This look did predate American Russians showing up in very similar outfits for some reason.
Very similar outfits.
There needs to be a meme of just that, you know, the Sly Stallone and the hands.
Yeah,
of just like Russians and old niggas from the 80s dressed like Run DMC.
I bet you they have way more in common than either of them think.
Mm-hmm. That's like, true.
They both like vodka.
Yeah. One's a rock. One's a word I can't pronounce, but it's still vodka. It's still made from potatoes.
Yeah. Either way, we're going to put some cranberry in there. I wonder, too, do you think rappers look the most ridiculous now than they've ever looked?
I do think so, yes.
Really?
I do genuinely believe, because now is so much of a borrowing of styles from the past, and specifically the wave right now is so like borrowing from the 2000s, early 2000s with like style. And I think style, in my opinion, was at its worst in the early 2000s.
I think everything was.
I think that might be the thing that we can all agree on most is it don't. It was not.
Music
we were
was
not
trash. Like, politics weren't going. Like, it was not a good era.
No. Yeah.
So when you say, so what rapper, because I know you have a rapper in your head. What's the one in your head right now who you're like, that's the most ridiculous, the example of the most ridiculous rapper?
You know what it is? It's not even like a specific rapper in my head, although I'm sure I could think of one if I really like put my mind to it. But it is like style born of hip hop is like fucking Jerbo jeans now and shit, which was bad when we were kids.
At least
we were like kind of doing it with a level of like sincerity, and now they're doing it with like irony. So they wear Jerbo jeans and like tassels, and it's like, my nigga, what's the goal here?
I've seen a lot of dudes wearing flares lately.
Yeah,
I feel like I just saw a little baby wearing flares, which is like,
that's crazy.
I don't know what to make. What do you think is the best era of rap fashion, first of all?
Oh,
and
best
this isn't,
area.
And this isn't, this has nothing, this is just Langston and his heart.
Yeah. I'm going to say that all the, like the Tribe Called Quest style era feels the most correct for both the art form we are doing and like they looked cool.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, their aesthetic matched what they were offering to the world.
Right.
And then at the same time, it was like wavy for the time. It looked correct.
Plug one and two.
Yeah. Okay. Where are you at? Where would you say we were at our most? Or if have we ever nailed it for you?
I mean, I'm trash. And I also always thought I was going to be a dude with like a regular job. So it's like G-Unit. Cause that was like that was the closest to like work clothes. Like they just all looked like high school football coaches.
The G Unit tank tops? Did you ever have one of those?
No, come on, man. That was not for chubby dudes. Cause that shit will make your titties pop.
I was about to say that is
the crazy triangle top.
That is a bustier if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, you got to have pecs to slide in one of those.
Yeah, 50 looked effeminate in his G-Unit tank tops. And he was, when he was buff, he was fucking buff.
It's because they were halter tops.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It showed too much titty.
It was too much titty. Yeah. It had like the fruit stripe gum colors, which is not good for anybody.
No,
you can't wear that. You can't wear a G-Unit tank top if you have body hair.
Sure.
It's yeah, like it's... for Ibiza.
It was not a good wave for any of it. I will say maybe some of this is a support of that argument that maybe it isn't so much of a collection of stylists, a army of stylists, as it were, coming together, but more a few individuals being like, fuck you, homophobic motherfuckers. You're going to look real silly for right. a while.
We're going to put dresses on you.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is even the silliest thing that rappers wear.
No, I
don't think dresses on dudes look that bad.
I actually think Young Thug looked his best when he was wearing dresses.
Yeah, Young Thug looks cool. Rocky looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's a rapper. I just saw Post Malone on SNL. He was wearing a skirt. He looked pretty cool.
I will say I thought Kid Cudi looked like shit in that dress that he wore. Because
he was trying too hard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I get it. You're depressed. Now you're wearing a dress. You're so cool.
Yeah. No, it
I don't know why I'm so anti-Cudi.
Yeah, you really picked Kanye in this fight.
Forever and ever, babe.
It does feel like Cudi was trying to make a point with his dress. And I think with the others, it's more of just dudes who were like, yo, I'm feeling gorgeous today. I'm putting this shit on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But to the point of the idea that gay stylists getting together, I think that at the end of the day, they're still stylists. Like, they could do their worst and it would still look cool. Mm-hmm. And if these rappers right now look ridiculous, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't imagine that they will, because, like, you know, rappers are beautiful. Why yeah. would you want your most beautiful subjects to look stupid?
Yeah, I agree. And I also think about, like, you know, runway fashion, right? Like, a lot of times what we end up seeing people wear in, like, these big public forums are not outfits that you would ever see them wear, or any person wear, frankly, in any sort of, like, regular space. That, right. like, these niggas are probably wearing hoop shorts most of the time.
Yeah.
But then they
yeah.
go out and they're like, yeah, I'll wear leather pants with spikes on them because that's what is required of the setting that I'm in.
Yeah. Like, Uzi Vert's wearing N1 sweatpants in the house right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they have those catchphrases written on them.
Yeah. They call me the bus stop.
Because I'm about to pick you up.
Call me the tooth because I just said a pick.
Yeah, that's what Uzi's really wearing. But then he's got to go outside and, like, you know, chisel a diamond in his forehead to remind
yeah,
people.
Yeah,
like,
wear glasses made out of rock candy or whatever he does.
Yeah, he's a silly boy.
He's got it.
Do silly boy things.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Also, can I say I love rappers looking ridiculous?
Oh, say more.
I like that. I think it's cool.
Do you love it because it's you hope to mirror it? Are you like, yo, I want to do that too? Or are you just like, nah?
Oh no, I dress like I just got off of work. I think more of it, I just like that, like, they can occupy that space. I think that rappers, like I said, I think that rappers have always looked outlandish. Mm-hmm. And I think that now they're outlandish occupying the space of high fashion. I think that is really cool, as opposed to, like, you know, the early 90s. Nobody was going to confuse Tretch from Naughty by Nature with high fashion or Onyx or kind of any of that stuff. As hip hop and fashion have merged, like, truly at the highest levels, now you can have these kids who are just like outlier weirdos. I think that shows growth for the culture.
I think so too. And I also think it speaks to sort of like a shift in need that happened, that, like, you know, Tretch and, you know, to your point, a lot of the rappers that were coming out of the 90s were sort of working from one point of view. It was like, I kill, murder, shoot you, I'll beat your ass, your grandma, she dead in my basement, that
bitch
vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then at some point, it stopped being that. And we, you know, like you said, Lil Uzi Vert can't sell that to me. So right. He might as well be a more authentic version of himself, which I think is like Super Saiyan 2. He's just being Super Saiyan 2 at all times.
He's Trunks. Yeah, I think he's I think that, like, I don't know. I would just much rather have that than their fashion be so outlier. You know, because even like when you talk about the early 90s, right, like these De La Soul, Native Tongues type people, were they considered, like, in the actual fashion world, were they considered high fashion, or was it more of just like, and not like in the way that like Gunna is like an icon?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it isn't until probably Kanye, if we're being honest, that rappers were even taken seriously as fashion people. Do you know what I mean? That, like,
yeah, definitely.
Even Biggie Smalls, when he was like, and he was a fly dude, like, I think everybody recognized that he dressed well, but they looked at it as more of like, oh, that motherfucker be dressing for himself rather than like treating him as like a person we aspire to look at and look
exactly
like.
exactly. Yeah, once it became aspirational. So yeah, I mean, I think ultimately it's like a good thing. Do I wish it was because some gay guys were sick of getting made fun of? Yeah, I do, because I love revenge. But I don't think I can do it.
It would be sweet revenge. I do think it's a little short-sighted and maybe a little presumptive that everybody that works in fashion is gay in the first place, and also like is sitting there really mad at, oh, who's the most homophobic rapper? DaBaby for his mean words about their community and them sucking dicks in cars or whatever it is he said.
He said that like somebody told him it was happening at that moment, right? Like right before he walked on stage, somebody's like, hey, I heard niggas are sucking dicks in the parking lot right now.
And he was like, not DaBaby fans. Not DaBaby fans. DaBaby fans are classy. DaBaby fans wouldn't do that. We do 5-star hotels to suck dick.
Yeah, that's what he was mad about, that it was in cars.
Yeah, he was furious that the DaBaby fans would lower themselves to sucking dicks in cars.
We do it in the house.
We do it in fancy hotels, he told us, and then and then went on a rant about the AIDS virus. Real interesting guy.
Interesting is a word.
That's a guy, I'll say this before we wrap up. That is a guy who I think looks fucking ridiculous even when he attempts high fashion and is better suited for being like just one of them short dudes who wears like fucking jerseys and
oh yeah,
jeans,
he's a short
type shit.
He's a short king. He's a short casual wear king.
Yeah, I think I saw a picture of him in like a full like what's that dude from Raiden hat and like leather jacket. And it's like, come on, man, you look silly.
That's not for you. That's
yeah,
not what you do.
Nah, man. Just put on regular short dude clothes.
Put on your little guy hat.
A jacket that's small, but it's too big for you. And
yeah,
and you'll get there someday.
It's all right. You're real buff. You'll be okay.
Yeah, nobody will notice as long as you flex hard enough.
You're a little strong guy. He's going to shoot both of us.
No, he'll beat the shit out of us.
Yeah, and, I'm afraid of him.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He'll be in jail before he gets to us. The point is, Joe, I don't think that your conspiracy theory, it sounds like, according to David and I, necessarily holds a lot of weight. But we're hoping. Here's hoping. Maybe you'll plant a seed for future stylists to earn their revenge by making a bunch of rappers look whatever version of silly is not working for the culture right now. I don't know what it could be because everybody's pretty much doing whatever the fuck they want, but
it's gonna collapse in on itself. Everybody's gonna look like a FedEx employee.
Yeah, it's gonna look weird, and and maybe these stylists will be responsible for it, Joe. But otherwise, if you want to send us conspiracy theories about gay stylists and the rappers that they hurt, you can send them to mymamapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. I'll speak for myself because, David, you can speak for yourself.
All right.
Okay. Well, yep. Bye.
Bye.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.